Well, Marco, this record was achieved by one of the record holders of the decade. His name is Alistair Galpin, and he's based in New Zealand. So it took place in Auckland, New Zealand.
New Zealand, you answered that as the answer, you got it right. So speaking of records, Justine, let me put you on the spot. How many international records can you mention in 1 minute here on The World that were broken today?
So should I start now?
Yeah, 3, 2, 1, go.
So in China, we had the fastest time to ascend the sand dune on a motorcycle, 6 minutes and 2 seconds. Then in Egypt, we had the fastest vehicle crossing of the Egyptian Western Desert in 13 hours and 33 minutes. In Lebanon, we had the tallest matchstick model that was 6 meters and 53 centimeters. Then in Germany, we had the longest distance water sliding in 24 hours by a team. In Albania, we had the largest paintbrush mosaic, which was 10 meters by 2.6 meters. In Norway, we had the largest gingerbread man that weighed over 650 kilograms. And in Finland, we had the fastest 40 meters wheelbarrow race, which was 17 seconds. In Italy, the fastest time to eat a bowl of pasta, that was 1 minute and 30 seconds. In France, the most translated comic book, that was over 111 languages and dialects. And in Denmark, we had the fastest person with a pricing gun.
3, 2, 1. All right, nice job. I mean, I lost count, but I think it's somewhere up around a dozen records that you mentioned in
a
minute.
Not bad.
Is that a record? Come on.
Well, I hope so. It could be a new record.
Now, there is one record you didn't mention, Justine, the most nationalities in a sauna. We're going to have to go to Helsinki, Finland to hear about that one. Gerard Danford was behind that attempt. So, Gerard, how crowded was it in that sauna today?
Well, it was quite crowded, but then the sauna is big. It's the biggest wood-burning sauna in the world on a sea fortress island just outside of Helsinki. We got 76 nationalities, and we had 7 nationalities sitting at the harbor. You have to go to the island by a ferry. So we have 7 nationalities that missed the ferry.
Well, that's too bad, but it sounds like a naked United Nations. Was everybody in the buff?
In a sense, it was the United Nations, but it wasn't naked. Guinness World Records have quite strict rules about that. In this case, people were wearing bathing suits and they had T-shirts with their country names on them.
Cool. How hot was it? I mean, as in, how sweaty was it?
It's quite hot. It was 176 degrees and they were in there for more than 20 minutes.
So, Gerard, now that you've done it, what was the point?
In the beginning, we had 2 points. One was to have fun, and the other one was to support the return of Finland's national pride, because Finland is the birthplace of the sauna. After, experiencing the jubilation and everything and all of these people from different countries together, I would say the result was more to show that even, nations in dispute can sit together in the sauna. We had many nations. We had Iran, Afghanistan, Russia, Georgia, Colombia, Palestinians, Israelis, Sudanese, Uganda, some of the major conflicts in the world today. They all sat in the sauna, shared in the experience, and I think it brought us all together.
Absolutely. Well, you certainly set the bar high.
I don't know if they have a sauna in the UN, but maybe they should get one.
Gerard Danford and Justine Boudaria of Guinness Book of World Records, thank you both very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Goodbye now.